All right, there's a theme song, if ever there was one, for today's conversation. We're inviting you all as fast as our fingers will allow. Who's feeling unstoppable today? We have kicked off the new year. Oh, look, my thing is clicking ahead. All right, admit. Always good to have a coughing fit as you kick off. Really, non-event up until this exact second.
We've been on here chatting for the last 15 minutes or so. And then, yeah.
We're going to do a nice pause for Allison's video right now because she's going to be like, you didn't give me a pause. All right, everyone, pause and smile. Welcome, everyone, to the Lifestyle Class of 2023 kickoff. I and the team could not be more excited about getting with you today and really spending time talking about how to make the most of Limitless in 2023. Before we dive in to the gearing, I really want to talk about the why behind that work. Why are you here in Limitless, in this program? Why are you investing your time, your energy, and your capital? And to what effect? And we're going to learn about you and your specific situations and goals and dreams and possibilities and challenges over the course of the year. But what I know is true about each and every one of you at this moment is that you're here to create your definition of success, whatever that means to you, beyond just economics in terms of impact and influence and how you want to spend your time and how you want to feel and how you want to show up as a human, an advisor, a leader, a spouse, a parent, a community member. So take 20 seconds to breathe, which we're going to do a lot of this year. We'll talk about that a lot more in the next couple of weeks. But I want you to take just a moment as we're all excited, we're ready to go, but let's sit in a space of pause and reflection for 20 seconds. And get really clear on why you're here. All right. If you want to drop that in the chat, you are absolutely welcome to do it. Why are you here in Limitless? Let us, let your peers know, what is it that you're here to create? What does that next level of success look like for you personally and professionally? Michelle's super excited to be here. Darren wants to grow. Growing is a very popular theme. We're going to find that we're going to grow our mindset and our methods in order to drive that growth. So unleash my potential, create income for my family, tools and clarity, right? So a lot of really compelling, meaningful goals. Today, we're going to dive into the gearing behind the curtain, if you will, how we can help you and how you can help yourself set yourself up and make the most of your limitless year. This is not the most sexy conversation that we're ever going to have, but it's really the substance of how you're going to engage with us and each other so that our time together is really well invested. You're going to have questions as we go. That is inevitable. So please feel free to drop them in the chat. The team and the coaches are on the line and we'll be happy to answer as many of those as we can as we go. And we'll have time for questions at the end. So don't hesitate to drop those in there. With that, let's begin.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jackie, and I joined Limitless as the new COO coach after 24 years of operations management for large RIAs. As you can see from this slide, there is a lot of knowledge and know-how at Limitless, and we are all here to support you in your success. Now, why don't we take a moment to have the team say hello and introduce themselves?
Oh, I'm like, who's first? It's me. Hi, I am Stephanie Bogan. I was like, who's not paying attention? I am Stephanie Bogan. I am your cruise director for this journey. I could not be more excited to have been inspired to create a community and a set of people who are so growth-minded personally and professionally to really elevate their work, their wealth, and their well-being together. The biggest piece of advice that I can give you with respect to Limitless this year is get utterly prepared to be uncomfortable and utterly committed to working through it. We're going to talk about how we can support you in doing that. The one thing I cannot do is be in your office forcing you to pick up the phone or type that email. So remember that your job, we're here with all the support that you need. Your job is to show up and take advantage of it.
Hi, everyone. My name is Lauren, and I will be your practice coach this year. We will all be working very closely together, so I'm really excited. Prior to Limitless, I was a practice management consultant at Dimensional Fund Advisors, working with advisors similar to y'all of all sizes and firm types. So really looking forward to helping you identify your priorities for the year, helping you clear, get focused. And my biggest advice for you all is it is what you make it. So let's make it a great year together.
Well, that's what I was going to say, Lauren. It is what you make it. The variation of that is you'll get out of this program what you put into it. So maybe that's a variation theme. But welcome, everybody. So happy that you're all here. Adam Schmela as the advisor coach. One of the things that was most attractive to me about Limitless way back when I joined in 2018 was that it was a combination of best practice and in practice. And my intention in working with the lifestyle members here within Limitless is to share with you how I have specifically taken a lot of the concepts and applications and tools that I've learned throughout the years at Limitless, graduating, if you will, from a participant into now a faculty advisor coach, of how we're taking a lot of these best practices and how we've implemented those into our practice and the success that we've seen through that process. So really excited to be here and be a part of the community.
And I'm Jared Music. Just like Adam, I'm an advisor coach here. I got brought into the Limitless community by my partner, Tiffany Charles, who's going to introduce herself in just a moment. And so we've really been a Limitless participant firm here for about 4 years and have integrated a lot of the tools and the tactics and the mindset work. And so just excited to be able to share what we've learned and what we've done well, what we continue to work on. And then I'll also be working quite a bit with the leaders group. So just excited for each and every one of you taking this step to really move your practice, your business, and your firm forward this year.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tiffany Charles. I've been doing work pre-Limitless with Stephanie. We started back in 2017. And then when Limitless was born, I begged her to let me be a part of it because I just knew there was so much to glean. And we've put Limitless into practice. I've put it in my own life. I'm in a position that I love, leading a company that I love, and I have a lot of time with family. I'm the mom that I want to be and the wife that I want to be. Limitless has allowed me to do that. What we're looking to do is not only be Limitless as owners, but take that fully through our firm. And we're looking to scale in a really big way. So everybody in chat who wrote growth being a big focus, like that's my jam. And that's what I'm here for, is to really focus in on where do we add growth to each one of our practices and ourselves. And I can't wait to be on this journey with you.
Hello, everyone. I'm Liz Hand. I'm the mindset coach for Limitless. And you'll find me in Tribe. What you'll find is that here you're asking a lot of how questions and how to put things in motion for your operations or staffing. And I'm looking at the place of how you're being about it. So I'm always focusing on you and your being and how we can elevate you as a person. So I'm looking forward to engaging with you on office hours. And my encouragement is to, when you show up to office hours, come with a question ready to go and ready just to work through it with one of the advisors and coaches that are there.
Awesome. I think we'll jump to me. I am Allison Folk, and I'm the program manager here at Limitless. I've been with Stephanie for 3 years now, and I like to think that my job is to make sure that we deliver on and hopefully exceed the promises that we make to you.
Hi, everyone. I'm Catherine Waller, and I am so lucky to be here as the program specialist. It means I get to work with everything from content to being the creative Swiss Army knife and being a data nerd and working with these wonderful people. So I enjoy integrations and serving all of you.
Hello, my name is Leona, and I'm the advisor support here, which basically means for you, when you email coaching@limitlessfa.life, I will triage your questions and make sure they get answered and you are fully supported.
All right, that is a full and rich team, both coaches and team, all here because they care, because they're committed, and they want to be a catalyst for change for you. We'll also be over the course of the year joined by some of our alumni who've really succeeded at applying these practices the way that Adam and Tiffany and Jared had. They'll come back and share their experiences about how they applied it and support your ability to do the same. And our good friends, right? Michael Kitsis, Julie Littlechild, Megan Carpenter, and more. We ran out of room on the slide. We'll be here over the course of our retreats to engage with you in small, intimate settings and to really inspire you with implementable ideas that you can put into practice that really support the limitless journey that you're on. So you have, I think as Jackie nicely set up, a lot of knowledge and a lot of know-how available to you. You have across this team pretty much everything you need or someone who knows how to find it to support you in your success. Your job is to really show up and engage and take advantage of that over the course of the year in the different ways that we will work with you. All of that is really designed to help you create that $1 million 100-day off practice. Again, it doesn't have to be $1 million or 100 days off, right? There's sort of benchmarks, if you will. You create your definition of success when it comes to creating your lifestyle practice. What I know from working with advisors and leaders of different size and types over the last few decades is that in some way, shape, or form, when I was sitting on the beach in Costa Rica going, what is it all about, this work thing, and how do I do it, right, with that actual feeling of engagement and empowerment and enjoyment instead of just the striving and the grinding and the success. And I was sitting there one day and it just struck me. There's really like five things we want. It wasn't that clear in the beginning, but yeah, right, they became five. And it was one, gosh, you really just wanted to work with purpose on my terms, not on everyone else's, not the slaving and the obligations and the feeling like I had to and should and the overwhelm. I just wanted to work in ways that were empowering to me on terms that really fulfilled me personally and professionally. So I could show up and do work that was impactful in my most impactful way. Two, I wanted to focus on my time and energy on work that I love. We all want to do that. I wanted to work with people that I enjoyed while enjoying an abundance of financial success. And right, and we do all of that, we get to live a life of happiness, fulfillment, and contribution. In some way, shape, or form, these are the freedoms that we're all here to create as part of our experience together. So print this out, put it somewhere. We'll talk about ways to reflect on it over the course of the year. But what is your version of the five freedoms? That's what I want you to really anchor to as you think about how you're going to bridge that behavior gap.
And this is, what's the phrase, what got you here won't get you there. And a variation of that is one of the things that initially and immediately attracted me to Stephanie and the work that she was doing when I heard her conversation on Michael's episode was the repurposing of doing the same thing over and over again, but getting different results, right? What did Einstein say? No problem can be solved with the same consciousness that created it. So where you are right now versus whatever vision of your ideal practice that you have, understand that one of the other favorite phrases that I learned in the first year of Limitless was your why needs to be greater than your what if. And we get questions all the time from advisors in Limitless about, well, where do I start first? What do I do? And we'll talk about a lot of that. That's the whole point of what today's kickoff call is about. But my biggest point there is your why needs to be greater than what if, than your what if, the hesitations, the reservations, the concerns and considerations that you might have. And to understand that the purpose of why you're here in the practice that you have right now, there's a disconnect between what you have versus what you envision having. And the path that we're going to give you is certainly one that has been tried and tested and proven by not only myself, but other advisors that are going through this, that have gone through this program in the past. But my point in all of this, I guess, is that kind of like what I said in my introduction, you'll get out of this program what you put into it. And my greatest emphasis to everybody here is to view this place as one of the greatest places of trust that you can engage in, and to know that whatever challenge that you're facing, whatever you feel, that you have a community here that is empowering you to take steps and actions that you otherwise maybe thought weren't even possible, to challenge your current status quo, to challenge your current BS, your belief structure and belief system, and to help bridge that gap between what you view as possible and the vision that you have versus how you're showing up. So we're going to start from the very basics and work our way through that. But I just can't emphasize how excited we all are here to help you do this.
Well, and Adam, you make a really good point that I want to call out everyone's attention to, which is there will be moments of disruption and discomfort. We're going to go through how to use the website, how to use the tribe, where to send questions. And I promise you, there will be a moment where you sit there and go, what do I have to do? Oh, I don't want to deal with that right now. I'm not a tribe person. I'm not sure what to do next. I'll just deal with this later. That discomfort, that unknowing is your beacon that you are on the right path. Your job is to embrace it. That's the work, to figure out what the next best step is. And we'll talk now about what that support structure and system is so that you know where to go and who to go to and when to go so that you can take advantage of the team of people who are here to support you.
Yeah, we do that with the four M's, as we like to call it, the mindset, mapping, methods, and momentum. And we do it in that order. It's a really important order because if your mindset isn't right, how do you know if you're solving the right problem, right? So there's been many times where I've blown past the mindset, not taken the pause, and I start getting in solution oriented and I'm solving the wrong thing. And so that ends up being a lot of time wasted, capital wasted, and energy wasted. So here at Limitless, we start with the deep breath. What are we trying to solve? How is it showing up for us? Why are we triggered by that? What are we trying, you know, like why, when that very top client calls, are we panicking versus being super excited to be like, hey, so glad you're calling today, you know, it's top client. But we have this fear of like, oh gosh, like it could be anything. So just working through like, how's that showing up and why, and then mapping, got to get your vision clear. So your decisions are easy. It's one of the most important things that we do here. As well, because as soon as that's clear, then the decisions are really easy. It's just the next steps. And then we get our methods in place. And then all the spokes on that wheel are working together and you start picking up that momentum. So you'll see that built out throughout the calendar in Limitless. We take a very intentional path to go through each one of these steps. And if your path shifts a little bit, we're here to adapt with you. If you always go in that order, you'll have the successful outcomes that you're looking for.
And it's also really important that here at Limitless, this is nobody's first rodeo. That goes for Stephanie, to the team, all of us on here as advisor coaches as well. So all of the applications that you're going to see, all of the lessons that you're going to have access to, the coaching that you're going to receive, this is not the first time. And it's really intended to allow you to continue to expand and elevate what you're already doing to operate as your best self and get your firm and your team to operate as their very best selves. So all of the tools and training are here. There's assistance all along the way. And there's accountability that's a big part of the Limitless program. So people who are going to ask you what your intentions are, what your plans are, give you really good feedback and coaching to ensure that you're going to get there when you say that you want to. And then there's the whole group. There's 188 of us on the call right now, which is awesome. You have peers to be able to lean on. One of the things that I love absolutely the most about Limitless is every time we do a retreat or we do a lesson, I get a takeaway as well. So I get to learn from all of you really talented people here. And I would encourage you, lean on your peers, get to know people, really collaborate together, because you're going to be able to take each other forward so much further than you thought possible.
And I think just the community that we've really created together over the few years, I see a lot of legacy alumni, people that, you know, were here for a year or two, took a break and are back, because right, that community and everything that not just that you get from us, but what you get from each other is the kind of place that you really like to keep, because the growth and the development never really ends. So this year is really focused on the priorities that you're going to tackle. So we're going to be diving into our January workshop and your roadmap calls after that, which we'll talk more about. But we talked at some point in your learning process about around Limitless, we really talked about building a coaching roadmap, right? Where are you, to Adam's conversation? What's the practice you have? What's the practice you want? And what are the steps that you need to take to bridge that gap? What's that roadmap for change? So we'll be working with you to create your coaching guide map from your practice diagnostic to create the lessons. So we're going to be following a track together as a group, and you're going to have the ability, what we like to call choose your own adventure, right? You're going to be able to customize where you focus your time, energy, and attention based on the priorities that are most important to you over the course of the year. We're going to do that over the course of five retreats if you're in leaders, performance, value, productivity, and growth. You have all the dates and retreat information. If you can attend, it's absolutely awesome and ideal. If you're joining us virtually, it's still going to be a fantastic experience. Our goal is to really take this journey together and really go through 9 learning paths over the course of those 4 retreats, right? Those shifts that we talked about in the very beginning. And that's really ultimately going to be a working path that looks like this. What are those base camps that we need to really focus on to set ourselves up for success this year, to set our teams and our firms up for success this year? Mindset, vision, time. What's the gas in the car, right? How do we get the highest octane fuel? That's our client model and the strategy and the services that we offer. And when you're clear on those things, it formulates your strategy, and then you can apply that to staffing, operations, and growth, right? So this is how we make sure that as we're going through those lessons, we're doing it in a very clear, intentional, and aligned way with your vision and goals. To our earlier conversation, if you start making staff and operational decisions before you're clear on the client model and the services, right, you can end up with a lot of complexity and compromises that are going to dilute your performance, productivity, right, and ultimately your profitability. So this is sort of the coaching path that we're going to go through together over the course of the year. Here's the way that we're going to do that. We have those 4 retreats and then coaching support in between those retreats. This is all of that engagement that we really encourage you to take advantage of. We have that practice development call. So we're going to spend 90 minutes together really talking about practice strategies, shares, shortcuts, practical in the trenches, things that you can apply and learn beyond those lessons, or about how to make the most of those lessons. We'll share what your peers are doing. So these will be really open, engaging conversations where we'll come together to really talk about strategies and shortcuts for elevating areas of the practice. We'll have our personal development call. I, Liz, right, other speakers will come in and really talk about how you can elevate your personal performance, mindset, strategy, and state this year to really not just succeed financially and structurally, but personally, right? In ways that you feel really great about. Every week, we'll have an office hours. Those office hours will be every other week with Liz, focused on mindset. Every other week with Lauren, focused on practice. So the idea is you can go any week and get guidance and direction around your next best step, but we'll also be giving you guidance and direction over the course of the year when we do check-ins about, hey, show up for this next office hours. We want to check in with you about X. Your job is to take advantage of those and really come to those opportunities really engaged, right? Here are my questions. Here's where I need clarity. Here's where I'm challenged. Here's where I'm stuck, so that you can, right, spend 5, 10, 15 minutes on that issue with the coach and your peers, and really make sure you're in a position to take a clear next step that you feel good about. So really take advantage of those office hours. As we'll talk about, Adam mentioned, and Allison's going to give us a demo in just a moment, there's the Good Vibe Tribes, which is our community, where for those of you in virtual, right, you can go to ask those coaching questions and get both coaching and peer support, right? So if you've got a specific question, you want feedback on something, that's where you can take it. You can also bring it to those office hours, of course, at any time. We'll send you monthly status check-ins. You'll get an email that asks you how things are going. Are you feeling clear and focused and motivated on the right track? Are you feeling stuck and overwhelmed? And then we'll talk with you about your next steps, depending on whether you're in virtual or in lifestyle. If you're in virtual, we're going to ask you to come to that next office hours so we can tackle that issue with you. If you're in lifestyle live and you have the personal coaching path, we'll reach out to schedule a one-on-one call with you, see where you are, see if we can solve it, or right, Lauren will check in with you to see if we can solve it or put you in touch with the coach that's in the best position to support you where you are at that moment based on your need. So those are the ways that you can take advantage of the support. You should have calendar invites and have downloaded all of that to your calendar, as well as access to the Good Vibe Tribes and the website, which Allison will go into in just a moment. So you, as the member, will participate in the calls. Your team also has access to join us. There is specific access and call links for your team, depending on the call. So please do reference that. We do track call participation as part of our check-ins and engagement. So if we get a bunch of team members in the call, it honestly just dilutes our analytics. So there's a whole cheat sheet to help your team dial in to the right call links. There's also on the website, which Allison will walk through in just a moment, a team members only space. So a great place to go, ask questions, connect with other team members from other offices, and talk through how you can support your firm in applying the limitless concepts. All right, everybody take a deep breath. Everybody say whoop whoop. Yeah, see, this is the interactive part of the program. We're going to do whoop. This now. Thank you. Whoop, whoop. Thank you, ladies. So our alumni are like, okay, we got this. We know she's not going to give in until somebody does a whoop whoop. Right. Part of it is just, it's right. There's a lot of information you are going to absorb over the course of Limitless. Today is no exception, and it just continues from here. It's good to just pause and breathe so that your brain literally can take that 15 seconds to process that what you've heard. You can get grounded in the present moment again and pay attention again in an engaged way for what's next so that you can uptake the information that is important and relevant. This slide is important and relevant. It is your Q1 trail guide. So over the course of the next couple of months between now and our March retreat, we want you to know the track or the path that you're going to be on and what to expect. So pre-work and now between now and your roadmap calls and our retreat on the 23rd, you should be watching and completing all of the base camp lessons, mindset, vision, and time to really steep yourself in, right, the philosophy and learning here. Our workshop on the 23rd is not going to be a repeat of these, so please do watch them. We're going to dive in. The coaches are going to do show and tells about how they've applied those concepts so that you don't have to sit around going, how do I turn this idea into an actual next step that makes sense? We're going to peel back that curtain. So make sure you and your team watch those videos and come prepared to with your drafts of the drafts of the work from each of those lessons, right? Your model practice, your one-page plan, your model schedules, so that in those workshops and those peer collaborations, which we're going to do a lot of on the 23rd, you can share, solve, set your strategy and your next steps and get even more clarity about your vision and goals before you hit that roadmap call. So we will have complete your lessons, do your drafts. We're going to dive deeper and collaborate as a community on the 23rd as a retreat. Then you're going to have over the next 6 weeks, depending on when you schedule, your roadmap call with Coach Lauren. So she's going to evaluate your practice diagnostic with you, understand what your vision and goals for the U are, and help you get clear on the priorities and the path that you can take quarter over quarter to stay focused. Your job is to get clear, get focused, and get to work, not to get distracted, not to get overwhelmed. And that is probably your number one challenge, because we're giving you the equivalent of a bachelor's and a master's program in how to build an awesome advisory firm, right? But you're going to, just like in a university, right, or on a climb Mount Everest, you're going to take it in sections. You're going to do your base camp. You're going to acclimate. Then you're going to take your next climb. Then your next. So that's what the roadmap call is going to help you do. It's going to help you define your priorities so that you can define your path and work through it confidently over the course of the year. Anytime you have questions, you can check in with us and we'll help you reset that path. For those of you in masterminds, you'll have your first mastermind call on February 6th. We're going to be doing our mastermind training and meetups today, but that will be your first call to really engage after your meetup with your group and really start using the mastermind model. And then from January through that March retreat, your job is to be implementing and applying those base camp lessons. And we'll be holding a success sprint in February focused on high performance, happiness. What are the habits and routines that you can really anchor to create your best you time, productivity, and performance this year to really anchor you in the habits that are going to put you in the best possible position to execute on that plan and those priorities this year? That will very quickly take us to the first week of March. We'll dive into our first retreat, and then we will go through that process again you'll have a lot of options at that point. And again, you'll come back to that roadmap, get re-clear on your priorities, set them for the next quarter, and move forward. So that is your trail guide for the next couple of months. Again, if you have any questions as we go, feel free to drop them in the chat. Lauren's going to talk to you about that roadmap call and what to expect in your time with her.
Yes, thank you, Stephanie. So as Stephanie mentioned, all Lifestyle members, both virtual and live, get one call with me to map out your roadmap for the year and get clear together. So how the process is going to work is this week, you are going to get an email with a link to take your practice diagnostic. This should not take you more than 5, maybe 10 minutes. And it just asks you some questions about different aspects of your practice. It will give both you and I a snapshot of where you're at within your firm. Once you do that, you will then receive an email that unlocks my calendar for you, and you will be able to schedule your 45-minute call with me. You can do them between January 25th and after retreat, March 24th. So if you're a newer member and want to go ahead and get started and map out the year, feel free to schedule in February. If you're a returning member, feel like you got the ropes and maybe want to meet after retreat, you can do that as well. We'll have our call. I'll be attaching in my email a model agenda so you know exactly what to expect, what to prepare for, and then together we will create your guide map and get going on the year.
Awesome. So that's going to be your first point of right coach clarity to really make sure you're clear, you're focused, and you know where to apply your energy and attention, right? Do the work over the next quarter and then each quarter thereafter. So definitely be look forward to that, and be sure to come prepared with your drafts. We'll send you an agenda for that call, and the goal will be to leave that call with a lot more clarity and roadmap for moving forward. This is a little bit about what that process will look like on your side of the fence. Lauren will talk through your guide map with you, which is think of it as an inventory of the lessons and how you're performing, help you rate those in order of priority by quarter. And then we'll translate that into your coaching trail guide, where you can identify your big priority each quarter, your big important goal, that thing you should most focus on to truly move the needle. And then, right, other priorities that will support that. What are the related lessons? And what are your team and other actions that need to be taken to support, right, that coaching agenda for the quarter so that you have clarity as you go through each quarter? For those of you in virtual, right, you'll get that support through the calls, office hours, and tribes. For those of you that are in live with the personal coaching pass, right, anytime you need clarity on that, right, we'll be reaching out and connecting with you, right? We're happy to sit with you and work through that and create greater clarity with you. That will translate into your one-page business plan, which will include our work together, right, your limitless work for the year, as well as other things. There might be things that you're engaging in that aren't directly related to your limitless path or a lesson, but you're still going to want to make sure that they show up in your one-page business plan. So that's where your other priorities and your limitless priorities come together so that you create clarity about your path and your priorities for the year. And then the website, which we'll show you in just a moment, is where you'll go to watch or rewatch those lessons, download the guidebooks and the resources, right? The strategies and the shortcuts that that you can put into practice, because they'll give you huge shortcuts. You'll be 60 or 70% of the way there, and then you can customize it from there. And then again, you'll dive into those engagement support strategies. We'll be here to help you in the different ways that we can. All right, I'm supposed to tell you at this point, stop, do not pass go, do not collect your $200 or the awesome results that are available to you this year. Until one, you've made sure you've added Coaching at Limitless FA to your inbox. There's continuous issues with spam and filters depending on your firm or organization. So please do that so you don't miss any communications. We had some issues with some of you getting enrollment information because we were being spam blocked. Make sure that you read your inbox insights, which is our Monday communication. You'll get that every other week. We do not want to clutter your inbox. Be sure to read it. That's where information on what's coming up, pre-work, coaching insights, resources, and reminders about things you can use or do, tips and tricks and techniques will all be baked in there. So make a point to read those when you get them each week, and make sure that you're started on your base camp lessons and you have drafts of those when you come to the retreat on January 23rd. All right, I think I've checked all the boxes. Questions. Did we get all of the questions in the chat answered? What questions do you have, if any, before I turn it over to Allison for your demo of the tribe and website? Any juicy unanswered questions we can tackle? All right, we are focused and efficient. Allison, I will turn it over to you.
Okay, awesome. I must be a nerd because Stephanie thinks this is the boring part, but I get very excited about the website.
I don't think it's boring. I think it's cool when you get to do the tour. We did have this one other slide I need to go over really quickly. This is contained in all the emails that you've gotten, but this is where you can go for support, depending on the issue and the program that you're in. And again, that information is all in the emails that you've gotten and it will be in your inbox reminders. So check there for it if you have any further questions. Now, Allison can take it away.
Awesome. Here I go. All right. I will share my screen.
I think I have to stop sharing.
All right. So all of you should have access to the website and to Tribe by now. This is your homepage, and I'm going to walk you through each of the different areas and how you can really use the site and Tribe to get the most out of the program. First of all, when you sign in, you're going to see the program path, which will include the lessons that we deliver throughout the year. On the right-hand sidebar, you'll find the calendar, as well as your big why and your top three goals for the year, just to keep those at the forefront of your mind. At the bottom, you'll be able to see the lessons, coaching calls, office hours, and if you're an alumni, you'll see the lessons from your previous years here in the program. All right, now down on the left-hand sidebar, you have your calendar, which is where you can click to see the upcoming events that you have, as well as what you've downloaded from the Getting Started page, which hopefully is synced to your calendar, so you have all those Zoom links immediately available for you. Under Coaching Center, this is where you can go to see recordings of all of our calls, coaching calls and lessons. Lessons will be in the Learning Center. Okay, then you also will have this year the opportunity to take a practice diagnostic. Lauren's going to talk a little bit more about this in a moment, but this will allow you to do an assessment and to evaluate where you are in your practice. So you'll move through this here, and then when you're completed, you'll see your results. Based on where you are in your results, you'll be able to scroll down and to be able to click on a button if this says critical, and be redirected to the lesson where you need to work. So this will hopefully be a really efficient way for you to be able to prioritize what you want to work on. All right, so back here under Coaching Center, this is also where you would go for support. So say you want a one-on-one call with Tiffany or with Adam or with Liz or with Lauren, you could click here. Remember, you do have the option to go to their weekly office hours with Lauren and Liz, those alternate. So you always have those available, but if you really want some one-on-one FaceTime with them, this is where you would go to request that. Under Learning Center, we have all of the content on the website grouped by lessons and learning paths. Lessons are going to be listed here alphabetically when you come to this page. Sometimes if you see two versions, it's because we have multiple lessons for different years. So don't let that throw you. When you come into the lesson, you'll see you have the video. So there will be slides, a transcript, and the audio. You can watch the video. They're usually between an hour and a half, so you can schedule your time for that. There will be action steps, usually 3 to 5 of them, resources that are referenced in the action steps, and then a reading list. Once you've done those, you can mark this lesson complete, or you can explore lessons that are related to this one on the right-hand sidebar. The next thing we have under the Learning Center is Learning Path. And this is my favorite way to explore our website. All of our lessons are grouped topically. And so say you really wanted to dive into digital marketing or branding or setting and sharing fees, you would click on one of these learning paths. And we have all of the lessons divided into trailhead lessons and advanced climb lessons. The trailhead lesson is your foundational lesson that you'll want to complete, especially if you're a first year member. After you've completed that lesson and you feel like you're a pro or you're getting there, you can move on to the advanced climb lesson. For example, in the nailing your niche learning path, you'll see that we have a nailing your niche lesson. And then once you feel like you're pretty competent there, you can move on to navigating your niche, shifting your niche with success, and marketing your niche. So this is the way I would recommend if you really have a topic that you want to dive deep on, spend some time looking at the learning path and moving through the lesson this way. All right, the last thing under, well, I think second to last that I wanted to touch on here under Learning Center is the library. This is a super easy way to just search for a resource if you know the name of it already. For example, one-page financial plan, here's the lesson, here's the guidebook, and here's some resources. I do always recommend that you click into and explore the actual lesson because there will be more resources than are listed here in the library. This is just to get you started. Last, under Learning Center, you'll find retreats. This is where we post all of the resources and all of the recordings from every retreat. So you can go in if you missed a session or you had a conflict, and you can watch those here on the website. All right. And then last, before I jump into Tribe, is the member directory. The member directory is where you can come, you can apply a filter to search for people that are, for example, in your state, and reach out to folks that way. Okay, so this is a really useful tool as well. Next, when you want to go to Tribe, you'll click on Good Vibes Tribe, and that will take you to our wonderful Good Vibes space. There's a lot of content in here, so feel free to poke around. We have a leaders VIP room. We have our coaching corner, which includes all of our Tribe Talk recordings, our book club content. If you want to share a big win, you can do so. Just always include hashtag big wins, so we can be sure to pull those and include those here, as well as other recording. If you have a general question, you can post it into the lounge general chat here, or you can post by topic. So there's a really wide array of questions and answers and conversations in here that is really excellent material for you to explore. If you want to get together with people who share your niche, ask questions on a niche-related topic, feel free to use this space. You can create your own member rooms as well. And last, you can chat with your mastermind group in here if you've elected to be in a mastermind. So this is just where you can increase each other's accountability, share notes, share how you're all feeling for the day, things like that. All right, so that is our mile a minute run through the website and Tribe. If you have any questions, please feel free to let us know. But hopefully that helps you get started. And the best thing you can do is just get in here and poke around and start exploring yourself.
Are you ready for the quiz? Pencils out.
Who has a master?
Sharpen. All right. So A, in my defense, I never said it was boring. I said it wasn't the most sexy part of the program, because let's be honest, right? We want to get to all the fun stuff and conversations and shifts and strategies and shortcuts. And this is the track that you want to follow, right? The plumbing or the pipe. These are the gears that make everything work. If you don't understand them, use them, and apply them, you're simply not going to get as much out of this year. So our goal is to really make sure that you do just that. And then Allison, I'm going to take back the screen. Are you seeing what you should be seeing? I have two screens, so I have never quite sure.
Switch to the presenter. We're looking at your presenter mode.
Swap displays.
There you go.
One more time.
Nope.
That didn't work. See? Now I don't even know what anyone's looking at. All right, hold on.
While Steph is doing that, the one thing that I'll say about just with everything that Allison went over, first of all, unbelievable job by the team in building that out and getting that content organized in the way that it is. If anything, what you're seeing now versus the bootstrapped version in 2018 is just an insane improvement. And that's what happens when you have 4 going on 5 years now to refine a business model. But my point in saying that is the only barrier, if you will, to progress in this program is going to be based off of your commitment, because there is no shortage of resources. There's no shortage of human capital. There's no shortage of commitment to your success outside of what you invest into that. What I will say, Steph, just go flip, swap displays up top. That should do it. Nope.
Why is it doing me? Doesn't like me today.
Swap displays.
Yep. Here, I have an idea.
Two to the right of that. There you go, right? Yep.
Yeah. Hey, there we go.
Nailed it.
Last thing that I'll say. When you think of Tribe, right? And I think this is a great melting pot, if you will, of everybody, whether you're live or virtual. The ability to share in tribe, two things that work really, really well for me. And I know we'll talk about this as we get into the program here, but the favorite quote of journaling is, I didn't know what I was thinking until I wrote it down. I found my greatest points of vulnerability when I just laid it all out for my fellow Limitless members at the time. That's where I saw the greatest growth. So yes, stalking tribe, right, and just reading what other people are posting can be beneficial, but the engagement that you have, or if you engage in tribe and put your questions out there, whether it be just if you're in your mastermind or the greater community, it's amazing the power of support and the power of community and what that can do for your growth. So Allison and team, great job in building all that out. And thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah. And again, all of that information is there. Allison will post these videos to the website so you or your team can go back and rewatch it as needed. Some of you should have received your welcome package by now. Some of you may still be receiving it. It has your Limitless calendar for 2023. One of your key right actions as we kick off this year is to make sure that calendar is set out. If you haven't gotten the big, beautiful laminated copy, please don't let that stop you. You can print out calendars from the internet, right? Just a Word document and map it out and then, right, put it on the wall and do the cool thing when the calendar arrives. You also have a few other things in there. You have your post-its, right, to keep you focused and on track this year and to remind you that your goal this year is to crush your climb, whatever that means. And then anyone bring their party horns? All right, you're going to want to keep those because we will be using them. And yes, there will be participation points and prizes because why the heck not? We should really engage and enjoy ourselves this year and celebrate our successes and our wins. So, because we are team players, let us all tick out and toot our party horns. I just want to note I have not received mine. Otherwise, I would fully have it available to me. And let's give Allison and the team a toot for right all of the hard work and putting all of that together for you. Come on, Jeff, help me out.
Whoop, whoop.
Yay, thank you.
Yes, but I want you to know that is really intended to steep you all in getting used to being the ultimate goal, right? By the end of the year, that will mean that you'll be pulling those party horns out like, yes, absolutely, Jeff crushed it. Let's give them the high five or the whoop, whoop or whatever it is. But right now, these are just new behaviors. They're pattern interrupts. Like, where do you go into party horns and a professional development call? Here is where you go and do that, right? Because it's just about breaking the boundaries of what was comfortable and conditioned and taking those next best steps to create another level of success and possibility for ourselves. So party horns it will be, ladies and gentlemen. This is the place where you can, no joke, toot your own horn and everyone else's. Like, do you see what I did there? That was pretty awesome. Right? All right. Yeah, I'm not really a comedian, but hey, we're working on it. That's never a question on any of the surveys. Was Stephanie funny? Never going to show up. Performance retreat is on January 23rd. You've gotten information to register for that. Please do so for that in March so the team can plan. They do a lot of work behind the scenes to make it seem simple and seamless, but there's a lot of steps between here and there. So letting us know who's coming is a very important step to the team being able to make the most of that experience for you. Again, we'll be doing this workshop style show and tell, right? So we're not going to be talking at you. We're going to be talking with you and together and sharing best practices and strategies and solves to make sure we're all moving forward with clarity and confidence together. All right. What is your number one job as you move through Limitless this year? This is a quiz and I have posted the answers. This is the interactive part. Anyone can jump in at this point.
Get clear and get focused and get to work.
Get overwhelmed.
That's right. Get overwhelmed. But let's not do that. Please don't. Yeah. So it is very easy. Anytime you create change, any change, your brain will go into survival mode. It will create resistance that often shows up as overwhelm. That is doubly so here because we're going to expand your possibility set in massive ways. You're going to see what's possible and how to get there in ways that you haven't before. And you're going to want to walk up to the buffet and eat everything. But if you did that, what would happen? It would be gluttony. Yeah. It would feel awful and uncomfortable, and you'd be sick, and right, your body would be overwhelmed. Don't do that, right? We're going to bento box it. You're going to have meals and courses packaged, right? That's your roadmap. What do you need to be focused on? And then that whole process is designed to help you get clear, get focused, and get to work on the essential few things that are going to really move the needle this year and each quarter within that year. Anytime you feel stuck, you're struggling, you feel overwhelmed, remember this conversation. That disruption and that discomfort tells you that you're onto something. It's what you choose to do about it differently this time that will make this year different. I don't know about you guys, but I am really ready to walk with you on that journey. And I know that the team is as well. Are you excited? Do I get a party horn or a whoop whoop?
Whoop whoop.
Oh.
Whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop.
All right. Like if this were on TV, we'd be like, one more time. Let's rouse. Give me a whoop whoop on the count of three. One, two, three.
Whoop whoop.
That was not a bad start. We have an entire year to practice. And what I want you to know is the sooner that you get better at engaging in positive ways virtually, the less I'm going to make you do these silly things, right? So jump all in. Got it, right? Toot your horn and let's make the most of this year together. Any final questions as we wrap and kick off mastermind training for those of you who are in masterminds? What questions remain? All right, my question is, are you clear and focused on how to leverage the support, the systems, and the structure that we've built here to help you make the most of the year? Can I hear a thumbs up, a whoop whoop? All right. You will have questions. This is new information. You're going to be engaging in multiple sites, and you're right, Inbox Insights, the website tribe. The sooner that you just jump in and deal with that comfort and get over the hump, the easier it will get and the smoother the runway will be. So the second you find yourself in that situation, stop. And what's that saying? Eat the frog. Just eat the frog, get through it so that we get on with the really good and impactful work that we want to do together.
So Stephanie Christie posted in chat, and it might've gotten buried by some feedback here already. What breakthroughs are you most excited about this year?
Me?
Yeah. I'm reading verbatim Christy's question here. So being Christy, question behind the question.
Is that you, Christy?
That is me.
Hey, lady, where's that baby?
Oh, I don't know if you can see me.
Well, I have to find you in the sea of 180. I'm scrolling through.
All right, I'm on a ski.
You are. Of course you are.
Of course you would be.
She's just off maternity leave and she's on the ski. Yeah, that is super limitless, by the way. That happens all the time here.
No, but I want to hear for you, like for Stephanie Bogan, like what breakthroughs are you most excited about?
Breakthroughs. One, I'm really excited about the team that we've added. We added, right, Lauren and Jackie joined us in the last quarter of last year. So I am giddy with excitement is probably the good phrase, because right, as we've grown and grown pretty rapidly, you all understand this as founders and advisors, it's very easy to get pulled away from the vision. You think about COVID, we moved 10 times, right? We had team changes, we had platform changes, we had just stuff, right? Personally and professionally. If we're not really careful, it is so easy to lose that clarity and focus and do the work, right? As Tiffany talked about, in reaction to our circumstance instead of sitting in that pause. So we had a lot of disruptions over the last couple of years on top of really rapid growth. So there was a lot of really awesome learning. We got amazing results, but we also saw those opportunities to really scale our special, right? And what are the people, processes, and platforms that are gonna really get us there? What do we need to account for? So we did this sort of big vision meeting with a new team in Q4 and really set that path. And it really moved me from a place of effort at action, like, okay, I got to show up and run the shop and get all this stuff done, back into that zone of inspired action, clear, conscious, committed, confident about what we're doing and why we're doing it, and show up every day energized and right, using that time as a catalyst for the awesome things we want to do today and in the future. So for me, it was really sitting in that place of pause and saying, hey, this is awesome. So we're going to ask you two really valuable questions over the course of the year. And they're also valuable when I ask them of myself. Is it working? Does it feel good? Right? So enough disruption and change compounds, right? And you've got, we work over it if we're not really careful, right? And sitting in that moment of pause, which is exactly why you're here. Congratulations on that decision and investment. Sitting in that place of pause to say, is it working for me? Like, it's working for the clients. It's kind of working here. Like, but hey, what are the parts that don't feel good? And can I stop and solve for them instead of working over them, right? We're just so good at that. So for me, that was the big, so great question, Christy, that was the big breakthrough, right? That compounding of the compromises and the stress and, right? You have to sit in the space of clarity. That's why coaching and community are so valuable. Just so happens that my coach died of cancer the year before. So that place and that space that I would normally go to process and get perspective was gone. And then I had to deal with the grief that came from that, right? So I sort of, and you know, anyone who knows my story knows that if I start over with a new coach or a therapist, I got to go through all the trauma again. And I wasn't really excited about that. So let's be honest, I may have put that off a little bit. That created space for those issues to compound. And as soon as I got reconnected with those questions, hey, where is this working? Where is it not? How can I sit in the space? What do I need to account for? That's when I had that moment of clarity. I was like, look, there's some shifts we need to make. They're not all going to be comfortable. There's some investments we need to make. We got to give ourselves time to integrate those. And that was really kind of the basis of the new business plan, the hires, and all the really exciting, like the business model, the coaching access, right? The changes that we've made this year were all really inspired from that clarity and the breakthrough that came. So that's that moment of pause that we want to teach you how to take this year. I wish I took it in the perfect moment every time immediately. What I know is the amount of time we allow ourselves to sit in that space gets better and better. And our ability to be aware and conscious and then to create a quote that will get us out of it is a huge part of what we're going to share with you this year. So that's a great question to reflect back to you, which is what is the breakthrough you most want to have this year? Christy, what's the breakthrough you most want to have this year?
For me, it's having the gusto, the courage to put my brand out in the world with the pricing that I deserve.
That's awesome.
You can do it, Christy.
I mean,
there you go. That's the spirit.
See, that's all you needed.
I have
check the box done.
For it's as every advisor on this website or on this call knows, like your website is like the easiest can to keep kicking down the road because there's always something more important and more, you know, like serving clients. And like for me, like this is like, it's like my, since I'm not having any more babies, it's like my baby. Like this company was my first baby. And like, I want to get to the point when people go to my website that I don't say, oh, I'm sorry. Like, I'm glad you called anyways, even though you went there. Like you overcome the first hurdle. Good job.
Like, you're really motivated. Thank you.
You must be very motivated. Right. So, but so it's notice, scary.
Yeah, of course it is. So notice that's the clarity that Adam and Tiffany and Jared and Verge and right. And Christy, that's the clarity that comes from this process. Like, how do we surface what we really need to solve for and get clear? And you can hear Christy saying, yeah, I realized I was kicking the can, right? That's the behavioral insight that says, hey, what is it that, why am I putting this off? I'm really putting this off because I don't want to make these decisions because I'm uncomfortable. Hey, am I going to make results or am I going to make excuses, right? So it won't all happen instantaneously. Christy's been in the community for a couple of years, but they will come and they will compound over time. And the more clarity you get, the more you're able to move through the complexity and really create the practice and life that you want. So on that note, we could not be more excited. I think we've said that about 8 times already. I hope that you are as excited as we are about this year, because we are here to help you get clear, get focused, and get to work building a much more limitless practice in life.